one of the most unusual hexagrams for me is the 54th hexagram. Some of the real mysteries about the nature of what we are as beings and what we're going through in our process was revealed to me through that hexagram. Anybody that knows the Rei Vi Ching knows that the 54-4 is the only line of the Rei Vi Ching that has no relationship whatsoever to the traditional I Ching, that it is a mutated line. In 1781, the discovery of Herschel of Uranus, and coincidental to that, what is significant to us is the transformation from being a seven-centered to a nine-centered being. That was the beginning of the 54th step. This is where my whole knowledge of the way in which sequencing operated began, because it began with the explanation of how the nine-centered being came into existence. And that the magical quality in that sense of the 54, this is where this transformation took place into what we call the rave. It took place in the 54th gate. It opened up for us the 54th step. Many of you know in my discussions about the evolution of the solar plex center, the coming of emotional awareness, the potential of emotional awareness, that we're in a highly mutative stage, that in 2027, that is when we enter into the 55th step. And that in 2027, that's when we have the mutation that's going to take place in the 55th gate that is going to begin this process of bringing children into the world who carry solar plex mutation. In other words, we're able, through this process, to be able to see where we are within the evolutionary pattern and to understand what happens in those patterns. One of the courses that have a nice title that I'm going to do in June is about my speculations on the nature of the solar plex. And one of the things that fascinates me is that I'm not simply interested in seeing in the abstract sense, the nature of a pattern, but I'm always looking for concretized evidence in humanity. For example, if we could have had reliable temperature gauges, and if we had had doctors who had been taking temperatures of their patients, mm-hmm. and they had been taking temperatures of their patients in 1760 through to 1781, they would have noticed that all of their patients were warmer after 1781. When we went from a seven-centered to a nine-centered being, our bodies got warmer. They got warmer because, first of all, we had a mutation taking place. In order to create that mutation and the environment for mutation, you need heat. Now, one of the things that's always interesting about phenomena is that phenomena never stays isolated because we're not in a vacuum. So what is the biggest thing that's around in the ecological market today? Let's stop global warming. I want to tell you something. That's death to our mutation. The global warming that we have on the outside began at the same time that the global warming began on the inside. And in the late 18th century, when we really began to be industrialized and we started to pump all kinds of stuff into the environment, we already started the process then. This is just getting to a point where we're beginning to see it. So for me, it's very important to see that each of these steps, they have biological associations. There is no evolution without change in the body. There is an epidemic in the world, in men. And it's an epidemic that's in the prostate gland. Now, I know that the prostate gland is under mutation. It's under mutation. What that means is that ultimately, part of the material necessary to be able to impregnate and to be able to impregnate with the genetic potential to have a transformed solar plex center requires that there is a change, and that change is affecting that gland. By the way, the people that are dying from prostate cancer, they never could have had the mutative capacity. That's nature's way of saying, you're useless, so long. Nature's really cruel. And when it comes to evolution, nothing is crueler than nature. It'll cut you down to nothing if you don't function properly. So I enjoy the perspective of being able to see not only where we are in a cycle, but to understand what's going on inside of the body as a whole. We have a chemical transformation. We have a biological transformation. We have all kinds of things that are going on. And we're headed towards the 55th gate. And you see, it's one of the greatest jokes for me, because I have to deal with New Age fishy people all the time, and they're always looking for, you know, enlightenment and all of that stuff. And the thing that's so interesting about that is that solar plex awareness, which is about as close to, as close to the science fiction of what people would really like to imagine it's like to bond with another, that all of that is about how much food you eat and how diverse it is. No, it's not funny. I mean, the 55th gate is the mudit. You know, and our mutation that's taking place is a vast mutation that's taking place through diet. So every time that we're looking at an evolutionary pattern, we're not just simply looking at the abstract, this is the first gate, this is the second gate. You really have to see that each of these evolutionary steps, they don't exclusively focus on one thing, but they do have a specific impact in one area that leads naturally to the next. And at the moment that we can become conscious in that, we can participate in our own process. That's a very beautiful thing to watch. You know, you can really see then where you are in this long chain, and that helps to be able to sit back and relax and recognize that you're not responsible. You're not responsible for this evolution. You know, you're not responsible for whether it works or not. You know, you're not responsible for any of that. You know, you can be an aware witness of the phenomena of life, because that's what it's all about. Seeing the larger life, and seeing that that larger life is always alive and it's always mutating.